Nystotia in the bitch can be diagnosed when there's 30 minutes of strong contractions with no pups delivered, or 2 to 3 hours of weak and infrequent expulsive efforts failing to produce a pup, or if there's more than 4 hours between pups. And of course, if there's an obvious problem like a pup hanging out, or fresh blood. Obtaining an accurate history is also important in determining if dystocia is present. A general, systemic examination, and a genital examination are also important. Ultrasonography and radiographs can be used to determine if there's a pup still in the uterus. Primary uterine inertia is very common in the bitch. It can usually be treated with 2 international units per kilogram IM up to 20 international units of oxytocin, given at 20 to 30 minute intervals. Secondary uterine inertia can be treated with calcium gluconate, followed by oxytocin. If the dystocia is an obstructive dystocia, it's very important not to give oxytocin because this may cause rupture of the uterus. Generally, prolonged and heroic efforts to deliver puppies vaginally using oxytocin and calcium gluconate usually fail, and it would have been better to consider a C-section earlier in the treatment.